I meant you inside. My liver's all twisted up. But you know what I did? I took Deborah, went to the liquor store. I loaded up with alcohol. More specifically, vodka, whiskey, beer, tequila, more beer, more vodka, more whiskey, and more beer.
Why?
Hey, friends. We're back from our how many week hiatus?
Four, I think.
Four. Shit, it's been a while.
I think our last one got, I posted our last one on like March 30th or something. I think it hit iTunes March 30th, I think.
Yeah, we're on iTunes now.
Yeah.
If you're still listening on the old Podomatic machine.
Well, you're obviously behind with the times. And if you don't own an Apple product, well, I mean.
You're not cool enough to hang with the other guys.
Tell you. Yeah, you're going to have to go to Podomatic like the rest of the heathens.
Yeah, life's been busy. Uh-huh. This other guy here has been going to school like a nerd.
Yeah, I know. I mean,
got his ticket though.
Yeah, gynecology used to just be a hobby of mine, but now that I got my actual ticket, I can look at pussies for money.
I will drink to that.
I couldn't do that joke.
Man, that'd be disgusting.
Yeah. It'd be like a pizza delivery boy, right? You can see and smell the product, but you can't eat it.
Well, I was thinking more along the lines of seeing all these mangled 70-year-old vaginas.
Beggars can't be choosers.
Yeah, you're just begging your next patient's like 20.
Yeah.
That's one way to fucking turn you off of women though, hey?
I bet you just get sick of seeing a pussy.
Like, I wonder how many gynecologists are homosexuals.
You probably almost have to be.
Yeah, because after a week at that job, man, you just don't want to see another pussy again.
Oh, I know. Especially, if you're like super technical about it, that'd probably just dry up the nearest vagina.
You're like, well, having a one-night stand.
Your vulva is rather inflamed. You know what would happen to that girl, right?
Come on in for one of them pap smear things on Monday.
Yeah, I think you need a pap smear, darling.
I don't even really understand what those things are.
I think they just like smear.
I think they just like, I don't know. I think they just, you just go in there and they finger you. I don't know.
Oh yeah. It's like a like a reverse prostate exam.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck, you should have seen the breakfast wrap I made for breakfast today.
Yeah. Was it sweet? Speaking of mangled vaginas, did it look like one of those?
A little bit.
There's parts falling out of it.
There's like crumbled up sausage and scrambled eggs and cheese.
The cheese part. Not the cheese.
And of course, the cheese was melted and oozing out.
Oh, yeah. That's
at a very slow but steady rate.
So, was it like a flour tortilla?
Jesus, man.
I mean, you already have the yeast, so.
Here, take this big ice cube.
Okay. Big square. Holy fuck, these things are heavy.
Yeah.
What kind of a cock?
It's a solid 150 milliliters.
Holy shit. It's funny, I was just thinking about school. I was just like, how much buoyant force is being upheld on this ice cube and the whiskey?
Enough.
Enough with the science. Okay. Oh, Florida man.
Florida man fired for ignoring 911 call from dying woman so he could finish his pizza. Man, did you hear one of the, you know that earthquake that was in Nepal?
Yeah.
Apparently like one of the co-owners of Google.
I heard that, yeah. There's a Google executive that died.
Your billions didn't save you there, buddy.
No. You couldn't negotiate with the fucking, your Android didn't help you there. Another reason to buy an Apple.
Give that a try.
Okay.
The Boris iced tea. I find it, I like it more than Twisted Tea.
Yeah. Me and my dad are making a joke about this guy he used to work with. He's internet dating this fucking Russian chick, he thought. So he paid for it. Apparently you can't get a direct flight from Moscow to like Canada. So he paid for a plane ticket from Moscow to New York and then New York to Toronto, and then Toronto to Edmonton.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like $5,000 worth of plane tickets. And then he's waiting at the airport after he sent the money and everything. It was like a couple weeks later. Nobody shows up. So we're joking about like, oh, I bet you some guy in a fucking, some obese guy in a shed jacking off named Boris. And you fucking sent that money to. And he probably just brought underage prostitutes with it.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
No. Wait, what?
Florida man tries to kiss cottonmouth snake. Hospitalized after bite.
There's an animal bite right above it, too.
Florida man chases shark for picture. Receives massive bite instead.
Like, what do they expect? They go after snakes and sharks for pictures? One guy tried to fucking kiss a cottonmouth snake. Could you imagine if he successfully kissed it and he tried to get it to, like, suck his dick?
Oh. Florida man tased after taking LSD and pulling fire alarm at the library. Florida man arrested for urinating into hotel's ice machine.
Been there a time or two.
There's so many good ones, man.
Trampled by a llama.
It's a good one.
See? Florida man's son trampled by a llama.
Ooh, Florida man fraternity members spit on wounded veterans attending a hotel retreat.
Oof. Look at somebody fucked up with the it's a DIU. They mean to say DUI. See? Florida
yeah.
man for, or Florida woman fails DIU in bikini. I bet you they're from Florida, whoever posted that.
Florida man plans to open a machine gun theme park in Florida.
Oh, speaking of machine guns. You know what you can do, apparently? Which, I don't know how true this is, because it seems like a huge breach of security. But for $50,000, you can shoot machine guns with the guy who shot Bin Laden.
Ooh.
You know? I don't know how true that is, because you'd think, like, somebody
they'd
might
want
try to
keep that guy's identity.
Yeah. Somebody might try to avenge him or something.
I bet there's, well, it's probably $50,000 because of all the security and stuff.
Oh, I bet you, yeah, there's probably just, like, guns aimed at you the whole time.
Oh, yeah, I know. That's probably like.
And then I'm sure the names are giveaways at times, too. If somebody goes to book one and their name takes a couple mouthfuls of phlegm to pronounce, they might not let them in. Was that racist? I feel like that was racist.
Only mildly.
Holy shit, look at this music festival. Except you have to go to Quebec.
Amnesia right? Rock Fest. Montebello, Quebec's. System of a Down, Linkin Park, Offspring, Slayer, Snoop Dogg, Pixies, Rob Zombie. Oh, fuck, man, I love Rob Zombie.
There's, like, all kinds of good bands. I know that.
All kinds of music, too. Coheed and Cambria. Haven't heard of those guys in a long time.
Yeah.
Less Than Jake.
Even Down. That was, Down's that fucking the singer from Pantera. That's his band.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I figured he just...
OD'd. Oh, I heard him on, I think they were on Faction on the Sirius Radio the other day.
Oh, yeah?
They're like an interview with him.
That guy? Phil Anselmo or whatever?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He was like, he used to be big, and like when Dan McDaryl got shot, he had like a severe pill addiction and stuff.
Oh, yeah, man. That would fuck any
of those guys. He's fucked up on all kinds of drugs.
Oh, yeah.
Old Phil.
My boy.
So it says, oh. Okay, this is tit related. Okay, I'm dumb.
Yeah, there's a woman in LA, and she's fighting for toplessness to be legal.
Oh yeah.
And we're not talking just on the beach.
Like anywhere.
Anywhere's in Los Angeles.
Well, I mean, you think LA like is kind of known for the amount of implants and fake tits?
Oh yeah.
I wonder if like if they're not saline implants, like if they're just standard silicone ones. I wonder if the heat would just slowly sag the tits lower and lower.
I wouldn't be surprised. I think toplessness would help that because the bikini would just hold the heat in.
For what? Oh, yeah, I guess you can dissipate heat.
Maybe that's her whole thing. She just wants to preserve her fake titties.
Maybe. Or maybe she already noticed the sag.
Yeah, she's just trying to preserve them fake titties.
Yeah. So, yeah, I could see if you're wearing like a black hoodie and you had fake tits in the sun. If my theory was
you
true,
could go, yeah,
your tits would go their own way, too. This song is just called Fake Tits Sagging.
I saw one comic the other day. It was like this old lady at a swimsuit store. And she's coming out of the change room wearing just the bottoms.
Yeah.
Holding up the top.
Yeah.
Saying, do I get a discount if I only need the bottoms? And of course her tits are sagging so low they're tucked into the bottoms. do I get a discount if I only need the bottoms?
Oh, good old saggy boot.
Yeah, another one. There's these guys. I don't know, like, somewhere in the States. I don't know what state, but if you go to WeBuyAnyPorn.com, this guy basically made this website to build up a stock because he's opening up a shop for like vintage porn.
Sweet.
So you can go on there and literally sell any porn that you have. He'll buy it because he's opening up a porn store for used porno magazines.
Well, yeah. Check out the author's name before you continue.
Jack Cummings. Jack Cummings.
Doesn't that sound like a porn name in itself?
Oh, yeah.
Like, well, do they mean like actual like nudity in the porn? Because like I could totally bring like fucking Better Homes and Gardens.
You know, like, yeah, I wonder if that classifies as porn.
Well, no, there's like a gardening ad like for something. And the woman was leaning over very provocatively.
What's your favorite non-pornographic awesome magazine to jerk off to? Good Housekeeping. But yeah, no, I can't imagine that though, buying used porno mags, man.
That, yeah, that'd be gross.
Prices based on how many pages are stuck.
This is what. This one's pretty thick. Yeah, it's like a 6-pager. Just like bricks.
Is there any type of discount for the pages being stuck?
It'd be like flipping old Bible scriptures that are so old and thick on like primitive paper. They'd just be like, they'd be sticking together because of the, you know, the semen and. Oh, porn. Okay, cool.
Porn, yeah!
Oh, fuck yeah, bud.
Friggin' rates, buddy. What are we drinking tonight?
I'm drinking.
What's that bourbon called?
American Barrel.
American Barrel Bourbon.
While you're typing in your porn passwords, I got a cool thing about it. So, it's in Georgia. So, a guy is shooting at a fucking armadillo.
An armadillo?
That he fires a 9mm pistol at this armadillo. It was on a Sunday night. So, it bounced off the armadillo, hit a fence, went through the door of his mother-in-law's mobile home, and shot her in the back. Do you think that was a cover-up? Like, maybe he just hated her and he just fucking fired a couple shots at her. But
more than likely.
But you know what I'm thinking of? Is, remember the Dukes of Hazzard movie, the new one with Sean William Scott and Johnny Knoxville? It was like that buddy setting up, like, the fucking... He has, like, his compound and he's, like, setting up traps.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
damn armadillo's been infiltrating my perimeter all summer. That's all I could think of myself as. Okay, now to the porn.
To the porn, eh? There's this unique girl. Her name?
Montata.
Hannah Montata.
She's from Spain. She's a year older than me.
She's only in one scene so far, called the cock-sucking cop sucker. The two comments on the video, corny. And she sure looks hot.
That guy's name is Dick DeMarge, though.
Yeah, I don't know if he's a very credible source. Huh. But this
I
chick's...
I like her because she has an accent.
She's a really hot chick from Spain. 36 D's, 5'7", 132 pounds. A little skinny, but manageable.
Well, her ethnicity is pretty Latin. I wonder if she just has, like, just huge fucking roast beef flaps. Like, she's got a...
She's got brown hair. She has one nipple pierced, not both.
Whoa, what the fuck? You're not kidding.
I know. I've ran into that before it throws you off.
That's,
I guess so they can still get one nipple sucked properly.
Are you just like, wait a minute.
Wait.
Only one's pierced. What's going on?
Makes you remember her.
Yeah.
Average body type. She has a medium-sized ass. Her tits are natural. She has medium-sized tits. I'd say more large. I guess they're not double Ds, but...
Yeah.
She also has a bald innie pussy type.
Those look like natural tits, too, though.
And although she may resemble her celebrity namesake, Hannah Montana is a wilder, sultrier performer than her pop star doppelganger could ever be. Hotter than the Spanish sun, this unbelievably sexy señorita doesn't just act like a horny cum slut. She's the real deal. Since attracting the attention of a talent scout from one of Spain's biggest porn sites in 2010, Hannah's been doing her own country proud in the European porn scene and will do just about anything it takes to win over some new fans. Not that she hasn't tried very hard. With her Hollywood looks, tight curves, and beautiful all-natural D-cups, complete with her signature nipple piercing.
That is pretty signature.
Hannah could probably make you bust a nut without doing anything at all. Mm. Lucky for you, though, this cock-hungry cutie likes to take things to the extreme, whether she's begging to be fucked harder or fisting her own asshole. So check out Hannah Montana's scenes, because we guarantee she's so much more than just a pretty face.
Oh, yeah.
She fisted her own asshole.
Damn.
That's wild. Oh,
that's pretty, quite the feat, I would say.
I'll follow her.
Fuck it, do it.
Who's on my follow list? I think just her and Sophie D.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait,
that sounds like something you do.
Sophie D.
Daisy Hayes. What about, you know who I like is Carter Cruz.
Carter Cruz, eh?
I don't know if she's on Brothers or not.
How do you spell Cruz?
I think just normally, like, cruising. Like, just Cruz, yeah. Just like Tom Cruise. I don't know if she's in Brothers or not. She might be banging bros.
Fucking Wi-Fi.
God.
Damn, ever since I've been taking the Wi-Fi from the fucking Burger Barons, it's not quite up to speed.
We've been making biofuel out of their grease bin for the last year, though.
How do you think I've been getting the fucking work, everybody?
Hey? Oh, yeah, I guess. I mean, fucking check engine light might come on. It might knock a little, but fuck, free gas.
It's free. You just save up that money you're going to spend on fuel for your fucking engine repair.
Just shove some fucking seafoam in it, clean out the fucking injector, and you're good to go.
Carter Cruz,
yeah. She was,
Hello!
She was just, like, some random college girl, and then, I think she did, like, a, basically just, like, a fucking casting thing, and, yeah. She's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, she's getting the old vibrator in the asshole there.
Yeah.
Oh, she's getting a penis in the asshole.
Awesome.
Oh, another penis in the asshole. Ooh, squirt anal sex.
She seems like she'd also be really fun. Like,
oh, no, that's extreme.
She looks like the kind of girl that would, like, call you a pussy if you didn't finish her shotgun. Like, she just seems like a fun party girl. You know?
I'll tell you what, she does seem fun.
Well, yes.
What is this?
I hate Bonnie Rotten's tattoo.
Lesbian Bonnie Rotten destroys helpless Carter Cruz.
I think Bonnie Rotten looks so weird. Like her, I don't like her tattoos. They just throw me off.
Yeah, no, she's rotten.
Yeah,
but too rotten. Not a Christy Mack type rotten.
No.
Oh, Christy
Mack. Oh, shit, we missed her. Did you guys go?
No, I didn't go. This guy from my work, he went in there, he tried getting a bottle of hand lotion signed. They took it away at the fucking door.
Oh, bunch of dicks. I got a funny story for you. Okay. So a 17-year-old redhead has apparently been banned from a British school until she dyes her hair a more natural color. Have you ever been too ginger for a situation?
I haven't, but...
Oh, yeah. I don't know. There's not much. That's really all it says to this fucking story. You got a good joke for us?
Oh, let me think here. A little throwback here. You read Michael Jackson. Obviously, you guys know he passed away.
He did? No.
Yeah. Good riddance. But, in honor of Michael Jackson's death, apparently McDonald's is coming out with a new sandwich called the Mick Jackson. 50-year-old meat between 12-year-old buns.
That's a good one.
And I don't know if I had told this one, but How do you know your dad, your sister's on her period?
Your dad's dick tastes weird.
Yeah, your dad's.
That's part of the joke.
Yep. Your dad's dick tastes a little different.
Jesus Christ.
We'll leave you with that. Sweet dreams, my sailors.
Yeah. Don't have too many nightmares.